This is Nanometrics Economic Roundup. Welcome to Nanometrics Economic Roundup, brought to you by World.ng, of course, your one-stop shop for investment. And I remain your host, Faku Ejo Olaleko. And I have with me Samuel Bamidele. What's up? How are you doing, Samuel?
I'm very well.
Today is your day, the NPR.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good Emmanuel, to be on the show. What's up?
I'm fine.
Emmanuel Abara. Today is also your day. They won't take your pension.
It's unfortunate.
The government wants to use it.
It's unfortunate.
Anyway, moving on to while we're here, of course, we have some interesting headline on nanometrics.com that we would love to review and take a look at. And I'm talking about the first one, of course, is the CBN raises CRR to 27.5%, but holds NPR other parameters constant. Samuel, what informed this decision? Are there surprises? Are there things that you were like, well, I'm sure they were going to keep it?
Well, surprises. Well, maybe it happened too early, right? Because we expected that even if the CBN is going to alter the rates, the CRR, maybe not now, probably before the end of Q1 2019. Okay. But I think signaling the economy, probably the CBN does not really want to take too much chances. Inflation, has really increased significantly in recent time, and that is actually inimical to growth. And when Emefiele was saying that about increasing CRR, you could recall that the CBN increased the LDR, lending to deposit ratio, twice, from 60-55 to 60-65%. All right. So, and what that, the implication of that is that more money in the economy, now, chasing few goods. Yeah. And with the basic knowledge of economics, we understand that when there is more money in the economy chasing few goods, the inflationary effect actually happens. Plus the fact that inflation, border closure has also triggered inflation right now. So the CBN is now looking at, okay, how can we kind of mop up, we call it mopping excess liquidity, trying to mop up the excess money,
the cash,
in the economy, in a way, so that there are only too much money for this, for the DMBs to play with. Yeah. So they're like, let's raise.
You get too much money to play.
Yeah, inflation will keep on tracking up. And because the CBN just introduced some policies, within the economy, which are capable of actually, triggering or excavating inflation. And that's the more reason why, but analysts are already saying that it is too, it's a cheap approach for the CBN to mop excess liquidity that, bearing the fact that the recent policy on OMO markets and the fixed income securities, that the CBN probably should have just visited that aspect for at the moment before going to raise the CRR. That probably that is going to have a backlash effect, particularly on the same policy that the CBN is trying to use to actually improve money to the low sector of the economy. So the highlight is just that the CBN raised CRR from 22.5% to 27.5%. That is about 500 basis points. Yeah. While other parameters, particularly the NPR, which we expected to hold anyway, so it's old and why asymmetric corridor and liquidity ratio.
But you felt that the cash reserve ratio was increased too early.
Yeah, I think it's too early. Probably before end of Q1, so that the trend of some of the policies still that we are looking at will materialize more, and the CBN can see the headline and know where to actually pitch their tent into Q2 2019. But fine, inflation, I think, is a really important factor there. It's probably going to rise again in January, and the CBN cannot afford to keep running a double-digit inflation. It's bad for investment.
Well, one thing also bad for investment is being the most corrupt country in Africa.
Yes.
That's definitely is bad for investment, because it actually tells you the kind of business environment we have here in Nigeria. And it's sad that we are behind Botswana, Rwanda, Mauritius. I mean, who would have thought years ago that we would be this corrupt? Because this administration is actually the quote-unquote anti-corruption fighter. So why are we just... It's like tomorrow we are up, next tomorrow we are down, next day we are just constant, not moving at all. So, Emmanuel, it's like this anti-corruption fighter is probably... Who is he fighting? Because if he's definitely fighting, we would be seeing this with reflects. Yes. But instead, we fall behind all the African countries, and we have about how many? So it's just sad that we are ranking 148 on a list that is just about how many?
180.
On a list that is about 180. Yeah. So, Emmanuel, I don't know, is this improvement for the anti-corruption administration?
I mean, obviously it's not. The figures cannot lie.
It can't.
It can't lie. You know, so we've been fighting this corruption on the pages of newspapers, you know, and I don't think it's even important for us to be deceiving ourselves, which is what we've been doing all this while. You know, some people have in the past said that the current government has been targeting their opponents, you know, in the name of this corruption stuff. Okay. And I mean, it's a very controversial thing to say,
yeah,
but based on what Transparency International has, you know, released, I'm beginning to believe that, yeah, maybe they've just been targeting their opponents. You can't say you are fighting corruption for almost 6 years now, you know, and the results are not really showing.
Yeah, we are not seeing that jump.
Yeah, so. You know, I mean, people have asked, the money that we recovered in the past, what were the money used for, you know?
We don't know.
Because Nigeria is still broke, and I know we've recovered some millions of naira from Abacha loot, from other people's
loot. But yet we are increasing the tax net, or
yes,
just to get more funds from
exactly. The country is borrowing more.
We are having revenue issues.
And see the funny thing I heard about one of the money that they recovered? They used it to do one social security stuff, like feed the poor,
okay,
something like that.
Poor. Okay, I think they said they started that in the northern part of Nigeria.
Yeah, so. I mean, how can you use millions of naira to feed the poor and they are still poor?
Well, it's well, let's just say that they are feeding them, they are not empowering them. So there's quite a difference to that.
There's something that is not right
of
in
course.
This entire
for me,
fight
I think
against
what
corruption.
Is not right is the fact that it's going to affect our image.
It's already affecting our image.
Right now, you're trying to, and we are having the World Economic Forum. Such report is coming out at that time. What do you want to tell the people? You tell them that, okay, I'm the president of Nigeria, I'm fighting corruption. Then the person or one leader of a country somewhere tells you that, hey, but this was released recently. Nigeria is the worst corruption, corrupt country in Africa.
And then the government now quickly came out with a statement saying the report by Transparency International is false.
Of course, when it doesn't favor government,
yeah, because it does not favor them.
So I don't know.
It's false. But when it favors them, it's true.
Yeah.
Well.
So is this one true?
I'm sure you are expecting me to say otherwise. But then, I mean, we have to say that it wasn't a good news for the economy,
of course,
right?
Doesn't.
I mean, investors are not going to be happy
but,
about it. That so deep. That is bad for us. I mean, but at the same time, we cannot just put the blame on the government. All right.
Okay.
So because I mean, I looked at the report.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what happened in that transparency index must have been largely traceable to the general elections. All right, and that's the point where we cannot totally put the blame, because Nigerians are the one that we are all stakeholders when it comes to general election or elections in Nigeria. And I mean, looking at the corruption index, they said that the Transparency International for 2019, the survey or the indexes actually show that corruption is more pervasive in countries where big money can flow freely into electoral campaigns. All right, so that shows that it must have been largely traceable to you and I, who were probably vying for
no. Actually, was spent more during than the opponent, if I'm not mistaken.
No, there are no facts to that, and obviously, if you're speaking without data, it means that it's just an opinion.
But this is data.
So,
but you're saying that
I'm saying that this index must have been triggered by the general, because in 2017 we actually dropped or rose to 144 from 148.
Okay.
You know, in previous year, in 2018 we dropped to 144 from 148 in 2017.
Okay.
When in 2019 we now rose to 146.
Okay.
All right, so that means that it was probably the general election that must have triggered this ranking that Nigeria actually has.
Why would you say is everybody, every Nigerian?
Now, when we are trying to say that probably is the government of the day,
okay,
that has not done its job well enough. But you know, at the time that the government was embarked on the campaign of maybe change begins with you or something like that, you know, that campaign that if you and I begins to change out, because this is public sector corruption, right? So it's not just the Buhari that is up there, because most of the blame, I understand that is the president of the nation, but we tend to put on the administration that, okay, because it's there, and that's despite the campaign, and then nothing has been done, but it's everyone on the street that actually constitutes Nigeria as a nation. So if the election time, you know, we had the records of free flow of movement of cash, of politicians.
Okay. Well, we have of that of a governor that was actually taped putting money in his
And that governor and belongs to a particular party,
right? Same
party
of, the president was still acknowledging him as a good man.
Yes.
And he still, I think, supported his campaign or something.
And re-election. And that's the man that fights corruption.
So that is also part of... So when you say the public, I don't really understand.
Now, let's look at it from this angle.
Okay.
It is like I started with the fact that it is not a good thing that dropped again in that ranking.
Yeah.
And dropping means that...
That's what you're about to say, that it was Domitutu Sile.
Right.
Like you're just trying to...
You know, that it was off. It's not a good thing for the economy. But that at the same time, everyone has to take responsibility for it.
I don't really think so.
No, but really, why is the government not taking responsibility?
That's my opinion.
I think
about
most
it.
Of the responsibility or most of the blame should go to the government.
How? Why?
Now, okay, see... In senior climbs, which I would like to, I always like to compare.
He's not.
I beg.
So, can you give me one of the senior climbs that you're referring to?
Just listen to what I'm going to say.
You mentioned the US. US actually also rank quite a little bit high on the rank.
Okay.
Maybe they are still between 1 to 50. I think they are 26 or so on the rank.
And that you can't compare that to Nigeria's ranking.
Obviously. I mean, now, the United States is a developed country.
Okay, now that's why I want to compare it with the senior climb.
Okay.
You know, because we want to aspire for the better.
Yeah.
Now, in senior climbs, the government, you know, have policies in place to checkmate illicit flow of cash during electioneering campaigns, because they know it can actually lead to corruption, right? What measures have Nigerian government put in place to checkmate illicit flow of money during elections, you know, that goes beyond just advising people? It is all on us. It begins with you.
Well, actually, man, I think it actually does. We can't really fully blame.
I don't disagree with that. I know it's good. Campaigns are good. You know, advertisements encourage people.
Just
to
remind
good.
You of
yeah,
what
it's good.
Do, like when you wake
but,
up. What?
Yeah, but it goes beyond that. There should be laws in place.
Okay.
You know,
of
to
course,
check all these things.
Laws.
Do we have it?
Yeah,
okay.
We have laws.
Okay.
That's
good.
See,
I think
good.
The,
that's why the EFCC
started the whistleblower.
Whistleblowing campaign, because at the same time during the now. If you said that maybe some of the corruption cases that we have had or court cases that pertaining to corruption, probably maybe some of them are not selective. Let me put it that way. I may not entirely drift away from that. Mm-hmm. All right, because we have seen certain instances of where people who have been alleged to be corrupt or to have involved in money laundering and
they
not
joined the party.
Being,
you know, and they just
well, let's not go into the party thing. But what I'm trying to say is that during the electionary campaign and general elections in 2019, there are even instances that EFCC actually stormed, you know, the residences of some politicians.
Yeah.
All right, that they were rumored to bag billions of naira into those places because we wanted to use Dubai. And we also saw some of the things that transpired. And in the elections, videos, a lot of things that are circulating. Mm-hmm. And people were actually apprehended to a reasonable extent. But largely, Nigeria is still backward. I mean, largely, we have to be honest with ourselves. We still have a long way to go. Corruption, even within the private sector, it's just quite unfortunate that focus is actually more on the public sector, but even in the private sector, there's corruption there.
True.
You know, and more we are quick to blame the government.
And I think
it's just the government
sector
that
also
that
includes the police.
Public sector includes the police, and they are still collecting 25. They've increased.
Yeah, we still have a long way to go, and I believe with this report,
actually affects the business for those who are trying to secure loans,
attract grant funding,
and all. And the government trying to pitch why Nigeria should be the next place to invest in.
Well, I think actually, so for newer companies owned by younger people, it's specifically fintechs. Yeah. Yeah. It's not really difficult. Well, I mean, people are still raising money.
Fintechs are even
raising money.
We're talking about the other small businesses
that
those ones are the ones struggling with funds, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It definitely is not a good thing for Nigeria.
Because number one, Nigeria is a low trust country. We don't have that high level of trust yet.
Yeah.
So having this kind of reports coming out as well, it's just
the government of the day definitely needs to do more in this fight against corruption. It's just go beyond the fighting people that you don't like. Fight all of them once they are corrupt, you know. Right.
But then let's not be too hard on Nigeria, guys. I mean, Denmark tops the list of the least corrupt nation in the world. Where is the United States?
Well, we're talking about our own country, right?
I'm just saying that. I mean, if the United States could rank 24th, all right, on that ranking, and Nigeria
ranks
in the third world nation for
current. What's our position again? Mention Nigeria's position.
I'm saying that for a country as the United States that has been existing for over a century, I mean, compared to Nigeria, I'm not saying we are doing everything right, but I think things can be better. But let's not be too hard on the fact that
we are ahead of Rwanda. We are ahead of Botswana. We are ahead of Mauritius.
Don't be surprised about Botswana and Mauritius. Those are very same countries where things are working.
Don't forget that this whole corruption thing didn't start with Buhari administration.
Yeah, it didn't, but it's increased.
And if we expect him to sweep
things overnight,
we are talking
about the ranking.
The level of corruption in the Nigerian system, it's a rot. In fact, it's an institution on its own.
So it's going to take how many years?
It's going to take quite... In fact, to surprise us, another president will come in and he's still struggling with the same situation. Mm-hmm.
Talking about, I know you still want to say a lot about that matter, but let us leave Buhari and corruption alone. Because I personally am struggling with is the fact that the federal government have decided to borrow ₦2 trillion from the pension fund. I don't understand. Pension fund, for Christ's sake. Someone said that the pension fund, even the person himself cannot borrow from.
Yeah.
But you want to borrow the money and use it for what? For things that we've been struggling with for years that will probably not give us return. So, Samuel, I don't understand. Road, what's the return? What return are we going to have there? The Lagos Ibadan Expressway has been under construction since Obasanjo.
Since I was born.
So, it has been under reconstruction for how long? Power sector, even after they privatized it, we are still struggling with it. So really, yes, they want to use for infrastructure, but that is not news. We shouldn't be using such money for things like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, I want to say it was a little bit a surprise.
I don't like the fact that you first of all try to like
It
was a little bit of a surprise that.
Okay.
This announcement came out to the general public, all right? Because ideally from time, a larger chunk of Nigerian pension fund is actually invested into government bonds and securities.
Okay. So why are you all right now?
So I wouldn't know how the government actually utilizes
this is your money.
This money from time, but I mean expectedly because it comes with interest and the likes, you understand? So, but now, the government is now coming out to say, officially now, we want to borrow so amount of money, and you may not want to also blame the government because probably the money is lying fallow. And they want to let's use the money with the roads. Because when El-Rufai was even the one speaking, I think it was after the NEC meeting, National Executive Council meeting, that held yesterday, that he was now saying that it has been concluded. I think one of the subcommittees was constituted that they're going to borrow. And he said that the budgetary allocation for infrastructure is too low. All right, and I think we should commend people like that for coming out who are also in that.
Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it that it's too low?
National Assembly is part of the budget,
and they are receiving 42 point something billion.
But it's too low.
I've said it here before, and I'm still going to repeat again that instead of sometimes us crying for about this money, I think what we should probably call more often is accountability of this fund.
He says you're crying for.
Yeah, but you know the problem. Right? They didn't start allocating money for projects in Nigeria today.
Okay.
And you and I know that in this country, no matter how you call for this accountability, even if you have the number of your senator, in fact, if you're calling the number, you'll be bad. So there's nothing you can do to call for this accountability and you get it. It's just that bad. You know, so they go ahead and do whatever they want to do. But the only thing I think we can do is to always complain, which is all we are doing right now.
But that does not solve anything.
Yeah, but at least do something.
But the capital that the federal government has been putting into projects, has it solved anything?
It has not.
It has not. I mean,
are you telling me that there's no gallop?
Let's not say it has not. It's a process.
And they want to borrow 2.something trillion to go and put in the same.
In no time, I believe that if the government swifts actions on major roads that they are constructing, there should be a level of improvement in the area of infrastructure. He particularly said the issue of power, that with the old privatization, shenanigan and all that, that nothing has actually been achieved so far.
Whose fault is
so,
it?
So, yeah, successive like governments.
So, Juno question.
Successive governments. Let's not say dissocial government. You can say governments in the past are currently have not probably done enough.
So, Samuel, what you're trying to tell me is that you trust the government with your money to actually use for road construction.
The money has always been with them.
For something different. For a project that should be covered by the budget.
Which we all know that we don't have enough money to even fund the budget.
No, actually, the budget was not properly. They did not. Even the money they've allocated for the budget, they misprioritized the money.
Okay.
They misprioritized the budget.
Like
they are allocating. How can you do that?
Well, it may not be out of place. I've also advocated that certain allocations to the National Assembly also, have to be reviewed in eventually, so that we can reallocate some of this money
to important things,
things that will affect the common man on the street.
Because for me, I still believe that. Okay,
but the issue of this fund that they talked about too, pension fund, LFI was like another chunk of the pension fund comes from Nigerians that are 30 years and below, so which means that they are. Within their working age, they won't need the next 20, 30 years.
That's not his business.
So which means that, why not use the money to develop?
No, why not use his own money?
And a beautiful initiative. I feel so.
You feel it?
Please, tell me why you feel so.
Okay, because even the pension fund administrators, we have written so many articles here in our metrics, and we say that even the administrators are not using this fund well. Because most of them, just like the banks, want to invest in risk free.
Yeah, I mean, that's people's money. You cannot afford to joke with it. There's a reason for that. Sorry to cut you short. There's a reason why they go for low risk investments.
Okay.
These are people's future savings. Money they will need when they don't have jobs again. So you cannot afford to be careless about it. Like using it to go and invest in road. You cannot afford to do that.
And that's what government is trying. So government is saying that keep this money with us. Let's use to invest road. Then I wouldn't know the paper, the terms of agreement of how it's going to go eventually. But obviously, your money is safe with the government.
No, we don't know that it's safe with the government.
Ah, come on.
This is not government bonds you are talking about.
Okay.
The government is taking the money specifically to go and construct roads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at least
real power projects.
Yeah. Now, if you are doing that, for those of us that is our money that is at stake now, I know my own is not plenty there, but it's still part of my money.
Mm-hmm.
At least tell us. Let us have the full details. I'm not talking about what they want to go and use it to do. I'm talking about what is the paper, what's the agreement? How much, when are we going to get it back? Are we sure we are going to get it back?
Obviously.
If we don't get it back, obviously.
Further breakdowns will still be provided as touching to this.
Except that, because we want to know. When are we getting it? What are we going to do to you, the government?
Man is really blowing.
What are we going to do to the Nigerian state? What should we do to the Nigerian state if we don't get it when we are supposed to get it?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
Young people, we are still young now.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 20 years, some people will be retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And they will depend on this money. Mm-hmm. You cannot afford to mess with people's future.
That might go catch fire.
Not catch fire. Don't catch fire. Now, somebody said in the comment on that story, you read the story. Mm-hmm. Person said this is a disaster that is waiting to happen.
I actually agree with
that. It'd be too early to conclude and say.
I'm using it's too early. Pension fund.
Yeah.
We know that the government.
Let's hold government responsible for the use of this fund.
We've been holding government responsible for a lot of.
How do you want to hold them responsible?
Literally,
they will still come back to you and ask for votes.
For what?
Right?
See,
for, yes, I mean, they're still coming to you and years, ask,
when
you
know, that this is the last, this is the last tenure for this.
I mean, no party wants to lose this of power.
Even at that, when it comes to voting in Nigeria, see what I believe? Whether you vote or not, they already know who will win. They will get it by all means. So don't say we will hold them responsible by voting for them or not voting for them. You're wasting time.
So for me, really, I'm quite surprised though. But anyway, that is where we would leave it for today's event, because I'm quite surprised that Samuel was supporting the federal government. I don't know. It seems like it would be really good for the ASUU.
No, we just have to be objective.
Really, I think it would be good for ASUU. So I don't know. Anyway, me, I don't trust the government with my own funds.
I don't trust them either.
But you don't have a choice. The government will use the money.
So anyway, that is where we wrap it up for today's Nairametrics Economic Roundup. We've discussed two important and interesting topics, which actually touched me a lot, as in Ojumilara Gekon, as in
Ojumilara.
Can you imagine this guy?
Anyway, it's nice to thank you all for listening, and of course, for those watching, thank you for tuning in. And Samuel Bamidele, I don't know, I rest my case with you for supporting the government.
His case is different.
Seriously, it's different too. Emmanuel.
Yes.
Yeah. Chop knock.
Thank you.
You don't want to chop the food.
Chop meat. Oh, I know.
You're putting his pension in jeopardy.
Anyway, that's where we wrap it up for Nairametrics Economic Roundup. I remain Fakoejo Olaleko. Until next week, it is what? Goodbye.